John chapter 18, 1 to 3. When Jesus had said these things, he went forth with his disciples across the brook Kidron, where there was a garden into which he entered as well as his disciples. And Judas also, who was betraying him, knew the place, for Jesus often gathered there with his disciples. Then Judas, having gotten a cohort and some attendants from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with torches and lamps and weapons.
The first proof of the Lord's willingness to die was that he went to the garden. This means that he went to a place where he could be captured. In his long message recorded in John 14-16, he made the process so clear. Then in chapter 17, he prayed for the process. After he prayed, he went to the garden. According to Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the Lord went to the garden to pray. These three Gospels revealed that the Lord was the sin bearer who was under the burden of bearing our sins. Thus, he had to go to the Father and pray. But there is no such record in the Gospel of John. John's record shows that he went to the garden not to pray but to present himself to the process. He went there to be captured, to be arrested, to be presented to death. This means that he voluntarily delivered himself. The Lord did not hide but willingly offered himself to be processed, delivering himself to the people who were to put him to death.